it was worth it, more than my wildest imagination could have delivered to me. I really was not buying the lunch. In my case, I was giving the money to a charity, which was a wonderful cause in itself. And you could look at it and say that the lunch came for free. The other thing that made a huge amount of sense for me before I bid on it was that it was an investment in my education, and I've never regretted investments that I've made in my education, and this was an investment in my education going forward.
Give us an idea, without wishing to sort of break any sort of commercial confidences and so on, how do you learn from Warren Buffett? I'm sure you weren't so rude as to sit down at lunch with him and then grill him on his business plan. How does he impart his wisdom to you over lunch?
Well, I would tell you this. If you're the Pope, what would you give to sit down to have lunch with Jesus? And I would say that it's perhaps not on that level, but to be in the presence of an extraordinary human being is a learning experience in itself.
But how do you do that, therefore? Do you watch very carefully the way they order off the menu, or do you actually directly ask them a question or two?
You know, it was something that it wasn't my idea, but it was the idea of my bidding partner, Monish Pabrai, to have our wives and, in Monish's case, his children join. So the first thing was that we took all business tension away by making it a family meal rather than a business meal. The other thing that we did was that we made it clear that we were not there to learn anything from him. We were there to thank him. And this was something that put Warren at his ease.
But nevertheless, the temptation must be to sort of lean in at some point and say, give us a tip. Tell us the one thing that we should know. Did you not do that? Did you just learn from a distance?
We didn't want to ask him about, you know, Warren, tell us what you're investing in now and why. But we've been close observers of his. So one thing that is close observers of Berkshire Hathaway have seen is how time and again he acquires these businesses, and then the managers go and they do incredible things after he's acquired the business. And that's not the normal state of affairs for the majority of corporate acquisitions. So we did ask him questions like, Warren, it seems like you have an uncanny ability to discern how somebody's going to behave afterwards. How do you do that? He did give responses to those kinds of questions, which are more life wisdom questions rather than what have you been buying last week and should we be buying some of it ourselves.
And you know that people always say that billionaires don't become billionaires by wasting money. Who picked up the bill?
Well, actually, this was a rather good deal because the restaurant where we had the lunch is called Smith & Walensky's in New York, and they actually they laid the meal on for us. But I would say that Warren, for all of his reputation for being somebody who's very, very careful with money, gave a very generous tip to the restaurant staff, and which I didn't count out the bills, but it was a substantial tip. He was extremely generous with them. And, of course, we wanted to order exactly what Warren would have, so we were all sitting at the table with Diet Coke. But I really ought to have gone to the wine list and ordered some extremely expensive bottle of Bordeaux Lafite Rothschild or something, but that didn't cross my mind. I mean,
so that's the effect of the man, then. You find yourself, such is his charisma, that you find yourself, in a sense, behaving as he would. What was he like with the kids?
He turns to one of Monish's children, turns to them and he says, they order something like burgers and fries. He says, you know, I don't ever order anything that I wouldn't have ordered at age 5. Even though he's dressed in a suit and is a famous and successful businessman, it enabled him to come out of that and just be a grandfatherly-like figure with Monish's children.